Dan Barnes of Copper State Consulting, who's been joining us all throughout the election season, which seems to be never ending, Stan. Right. And I want to ask you if you agree with the Sinema campaign that they have an insurmountable lead. But first, I want to talk about whether there's anything there when it comes to all the legal wrangling that's going on. The Republican Party is obviously not very happy with the way the vote count is going in the Senate race. And the state Republican chair told us about some of the things he doesn't like that Adrian Fontes, county recorder, who's a Democrat, opened up voting centers the weekend before the election and cured ballots in the general but not in the primary election. And he's filed a public records request now asking for all the communication between the recorder's office and Kyrsten Sinema's campaign.
We'd just like to know and understand all the communication that the ultra-partisan Democrat recorder has had with an extreme far-left Democrat.
Oof, wow. Is there anything there?
And that is a really tough fastball question to open up with this morning, Jim.
I'm sorry. Telling you. It's early, right?
I think that the Republicans are, unfortunately for me as one, on the wrong side of the legal optics. It doesn't play well with the average voter. And so even if there is something there, it's a losing PR strategy, because I just don't think average voters buy that there's some sort of corruption within Maricopa County vote counting. Having said that, I don't think so. Instinctually, I don't think there's anything there except this one possibility that if there's been uneven application of the law, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it is bad for Republicans or good for Republicans, but if there is, that's a problem. I think that's where John Kyle was coming at it. I respect John Kyle's opinion on this. And so I guess we'll see, but it's uncomfortable every time I hear this. I think the Republicans look like sore losers, and that's a bad optic.
Well, and we don't, and nobody's like suddenly discovered ballots like they have in Georgia or Florida. This is just a matter of, you know, the way the ballots are being counted, and it's taken a long time. I think it's very frustrating for a lot of people. All right, so let's talk about this this almost 33,000 vote total advantage that Kyrsten Sinema now has over Martha McSally. There's still a lot of ballots to be counted, but if this trend continues, it does not look good for Martha McSally.
Yeah, I think the McSally campaign is in a really bad spot, and my heart is with them. My head is with Kyrsten Sinema's statement that her lead is insurmountable. I mean, the math is working on behalf of the Sinema campaign, and every time votes are counted, we got a new distance between the Sinema campaign and the McSally campaign. This is exactly the opposite of what the McSally campaign wanted. The day after the election, she was up like 15,000 votes. Now she's upside down by 30-something thousand votes and trending the wrong direction. I think, you know, by the end of tomorrow, we're gonna know for certain that it is insurmountable, and that we've elected our first Democratic senator in 30 years.
Wow, yeah, that's right. It's been 88 since DeConcini was elected, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, Jim, I mean, don't get lost on this point. I think the main thing, I mean, the U.S. Senate race is huge, but the main thing is that statewide Democrats are going to look like they might win half of the statewide offices, plus almost tied up the state house. This has been a great year for Democrats. We can't ignore that. That's a very interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. Arizona is definitely starting to get a little purple tinge to it. Thanks a lot, Stan Barnes, Valley political expert.